Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. I know today we're late. The Blog Talk Radio website was down. You couldn't get in. And then I tried to do Facebook Live, and I had five people watching, and then five people disappeared. So I want to say thank you for hanging in with me, but we're a little late today, but that's all right. We're going to go ahead with the show. Reality, spirituality, especially I get a lot of new people following me, a lot of new listeners every week, and I just want to say welcome to you new listeners, and welcome to Reality, Spirituality, and what I do on this show. I am a happiness specialist, and what that means is I share with my audience how to experience more happiness in your own life. And when I'm talking about happiness, it is a how-to everyday moment. You know, I'm talking about those real moments that happen to all of us, whether we lose our wallet, whether we're cut off in traffic, whether our loved one is, we're having an argument with our loved one. It doesn't matter the circumstance. I'm talking about can you get any more juicier than the lockdown and the global pandemic? So this show shares with you how to, and when I say happiness, I'm talking about how to be rooted in experience, be rooted in peace. And when I say peace, it's the same as when I say happiness. It's the same thing, that feeling, that vibration, that contented vibration, that regardless of what the life storms bring you, regardless of the storms of life, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It has nothing to do with your internal peace. And so on this show, I share with you how to remain at peace regardless of what happens. In fact, the definition of happiness is how to be at peace regardless of what happens to you and, of course, the things that we want to happen and they don't happen. And so happiness, when I say happiness, it is a practice skill like any other skill that anyone has. You can be a writer, you can be an athlete, you can be a musician, a chef, a painter, gardener, it doesn't matter, you know. Even a race car driver, it is a practice skill, and happiness is the same thing. It is a practice skill, but who teaches, who shares what to practice? And I mean everyday common events that happen. This isn't something that you philosophize about and talk about hypothetical. No, this happened to me, Rebecca. How do I find more peace? How can I be happy when I was disinherited? How can I be happy when my mother left the family house to the handyman? How can I be happy when I get news about my declining health? How can I be happy when I'm in pain? All of those questions. So this show shares with you what to practice. And the interesting thing, when I ask people if they want to be happy, everybody raises their hand. Oh, I have a line out the door. The line is going around the block. But the truth of the matter is, it is the practice requires that each person, each individual, and we are as different as our fingerprints, each individual looks in the mirror to find the answers. It's not looking out there. It's not looking at someone else to make you happy. It's not looking to have the perfect circumstances to make you happy. No, it's your happiness is found, not found, but your happiness is a direct, is a, there, the formula is one-on-one. It's you and the universe. Now, I use the term universe. Some people say God, source, energy, spirit, higher power. It doesn't matter what term. It's between you and that entity. It's no one else has a thumb, a finger, a foot in your happiness. It's all about you. And that's what's so empowering. You, when you make the changes, when you commit to prioritizing happiness, and it is a commitment, it is a daily, moment-by-moment commitment. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this for a long time, and when I share with people what to practice, oh, everybody backs off. Oh, no, I can't do that. So it's not an easy road, but it is a road. It's not an easy road, but it is a journey to a peace where you can be, you can navigate through this life with your shoulders down, deep breaths out, lots of exhaling, lots of relaxing, feeling balanced. You know that vibration. You know that energy that you're just deeply satisfied and you're content. Well, what I teach on this show, what I share on this show, is how to experience more of those moments of contentment, of deep satisfaction, of balance, of peace, of trust, of knowing that everything that is happening to you, there is a reason for it. Whether it feels good, whether it doesn't feel good, there is a reason for everything. There is an expansion that is happening. And I know I'm guilty of it too, going sometimes kicking and screaming. What the hell are you doing, universe? No, I don't want this to happen. No, thank you, universe. But when you practice, and it is a practice, when you practice trusting and letting go, and it is a deep, blind trust and letting go of knowing that everything that is happening for your expansion, your expanding consciousness, you can take a deep breath and let go of that steering wheel that you think that you are making, that you are in control over. You know, I use the analogy of, so you're in a car and you're in the back seat. Who's driving? You know, you hear about the God's will or my will. So who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win every single time? 100% of the time. I see there's people in the queue that have questions. Let me get to you in just a few minutes. I'll get to all of your questions. Just hold on a little bit because I want to talk about today's topic. And today's topic is, the question is, how many of you out there would love to let go of having your heart broken? I mean, eliminating all heartbreak. Raise your hand. How many of you out there would like to let go, eliminate all disappointment? So you're eliminating all disappointment and all heartbreak for the rest of your life. I mean, how does that feel? Wouldn't that bring more peace, more contentment, more happiness in your life if you never had your heart broken and you never had to be, and you never were disappointed? I mean, come on. Let's just start there. Well, there is a solution. There is an answer. Yes, you can practice a behavior and you will never have your heart broken again and you will never be disappointed again. And what is the practice? The practice is to eliminate all expectations. eliminate all expectations. I'm talking about all, not just some, not just 50%, not just 60%, 90%. And then you ask me, well, is that possible? Because what the challenge is the programming to have expectations. You know, when you popped out as a newborn, as a 1-year-old, as a 2-year-old, you didn't have expectations of people or anything happening. I mean, you're hungry, you wanted to eat, but an expectation, you didn't even have the expectation that you would see the same person every day. My point is, all expectations, this practice of having an expectation, especially expectation of other people, is a programming. And whatever you learned, you can unlearn. That's the good news. Now, it is going to take practice. It's not going to happen overnight. But once you get that, once you realize that your expectations are the reasons, your program expectations are the reasons for the disappointment, are the reasons for the heartbreak, doesn't that make sense? Wouldn't you want to eliminate that immediately? I don't know about you, but if I can eliminate something that's going to eliminate my disappointment, and I've been practicing eliminating expectations for years, I'm going to say decades. And this week, now let me just say this. There's only one reason why you would not want to practice eliminating all expectations. Well, there might be more than one reason. Well, there's one reason that I can think of. Can you think of the reason? And I'm going to come back to that in a little bit. I'm going to come back to that. But there is a reason why people don't want, well, that's normal to have expectations of a loved one, expectations that they call me every day. That's normal. Well, I'm here to tell you that when you choose, when you make a commitment and you definitely want to be happier and you want to feel more at peace, you want to feel that vibration, you want to be that vibration of contentment, then expectations have to go out the window. And this week, I always share a reality spirituality story. And this week I had two major, you know, I'm going to use the label. And that's another thing about happiness. So when you eliminate the labels, you also feel more peace. But the label is major, major, major things that were quote unquote supposed to happen didn't happen. And the reason why I kept it moving, hey, let's go, next moment, is because there were no expectations. And let me give you the specific example. If you've listened to the show, and I'm going to get to your calls, and give me less than 5 minutes, callers. I have a lot of people in the queue today. I'm wondering if it's because I started later. But anyway, if you listen to the show, you know that I've been working on a new website, updating the website, and this has been since mid-June. Mid-June, I hired someone to complete a website for me that's way overdue, the old website outdated, blah, 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 2020. And listen, even hiring someone for a website, I still practice having zero expectations of when the website was going to get done, how the website was going to look. I want the website done in 1 week. I want it done in 1 month. I throw it out there. I'm just letting you have an insight on the practice. I throw it out there. Okay, universe, the website's going to get done when it gets done, period. There's going to be a natural flow. There's going to be a natural, it's going to happen when it's time to happen. It's just like a ripe avocado. The avocado gets ripe when it's supposed to get ripe. You can't force it, hurry an avocado to get ripe. And it's the same thing with life and things that happen. So, and welcome to the show. If you want to ask a question, just press number one. So it's the same thing with life. Things unfold and things happen when they're supposed to. And this vibration of wanting something to happen sooner or quicker or now, it just interrupts. It you know that it doesn't complement or it's compatible with an energy of peace. It's the same thing with rushing. There is a vibration when why does it happen? Deadline. Well, that vibration, that energy is not very peaceful. So when you let go of having expectations, so let me share with you what happened. Just a few days ago, maybe about 4 days ago, I had a meeting with a person that was hired in June to finish the website. And there was just something. I just wasn't feeling that it was flowing. It was the right person. It was not personal. So this is 2.5 months later, and I have to jump off and jump on. And the universe presented me with someone in my life who wasn't even. Not even hired to do websites, but found out that, yes, they do websites. So I jumped off of one person and jumped onto the other. But my point is this. The jumping from the one website developer to another one was done without any expectations. Even this website developer that says, oh, I'll have this done in 2 weeks. There is absolutely zero expectation that the website is going to be done in 2 weeks. It's going to look the way I want it to look. My point is the practice is having no expectations ever. You want to eliminate heartbreak and disappointment? Eliminate your expectations. I'll give you one more example, and then I'm going right to the phones, which I think is you be the judge. So I live in a very small town in Oregon. And not a lot of people come. I don't have a lot of visitors here. Not a lot of people visit. And I was on Facebook over a month ago, and one of my hippie friends who I love this person. I love this person because she just picks up and lives wherever she wants to live, and you know she'll pick up and just camp wherever. And so she posted that she was going to be traveling from California to Oregon to Washington. And I said, well, if you're traveling, you know, come by. And the interesting thing is, again, I don't have any visitors here. Now I have any visitors now. Wow, that would be fun to show someone around. And now that I've been here for a while, I know a few really cool spots to show visitors. And, yeah, okay, that would be nice. And planning, and when I say planning, okay, well, we can go here, we can go there. Well, it was about a month ago that she said she was coming to visit, and now she's on the road. Now she's on the road, and she's texting, and she's letting me know that, okay, I'll be there. I don't know exactly when I'm going to be there, but, you know, 2-3 days, it's getting close. I'm getting closer and closer. I'm here. I'm in Shasta. I'm on my way up through Oregon. Tomorrow I'm going to be traveling to Oregon. So all of these updates... all of the updates, and the last text that I got was, she says, well, I'll be in either tonight or the following morning. Oh, by the way, one of my friends wants to take me camping, so I'm going to have to cut short, because I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to show you around, I already said I'll show around, you know, day, 2 days to show somebody around in a small town. And I said, okay, you know, just let me know. And she texts me, says, well, I'm not going to have a lot of time because my friend wants to take me camping, and so the truth is, she'd rather do that, which is fine, and that's another thing. Never take what anybody says to you personally. This is not a personal, I mean, you can feel it's personal, but when you really practice letting go of it's personal, you will be a lot happier. Your shoulders will be relaxed. You'll feel more content. I promise you that. So it's not personal. So when she said, well, I'm only going to have a limited amount of time, morning to afternoon, meaning around 9 o'clock to 2, that's it. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, there is this one spot that I think is a really special spot. And I said, I would love to take you there. Oh, yes, that sounds great. Well, the morning of, and then the morning of, I said, well, let's see, if she comes in the morning, then I'll make breakfast, we'll go to the spot, and she can be on her way with her camping trip. Well, come the morning of, which was Friday, what is today, Sunday? Friday morning, I get a text. Everything is, plans have changed. I'm not driving to you. My friend wants to leave for camping earlier, and maybe I'll catch you on the flip side. When I say that I had no expectations, when I know somebody, I'm going to see someone or I'm going to visit someone, I know that it's happening when I'm in their presence, when I see their face. But anything, any expectation of, oh, I know this is what's going to happen, and I know what we're going to do, and no. The practice is letting go of all expectations, including even if someone says, I'll see you tomorrow. And when you practice that, trust me, believe this, your vibration will shift to a point where you will feel more peaceful. And again, I say happy, peace, content, satisfied, is all the same vibration, that deep vibration, that energy that is rooted in everything is in order. So when I say no expectations, I mean zero expectations. Practice with something smaller, because I know this is a big chunk. So you want to practice, like anything else, the practice takes time. To develop a skill takes time. Now, I teased you and I said, why do you think people don't want to eliminate expectations? Why would you think people want to hold on to expectations? And the answer is very simple. Because here comes the addiction. You're either addicted. You're either into the drama, okay, or you aren't committed to wanting to be happier. It's just very simple. You're not committed to I want to feel more peace. I want to feel more peace, and I am... And I am, excuse me, getting choked up. And I am committed to wanting more peace. Now, if you commit to it and you prioritize it, just like Michael Jordan wanted to be the best basketball player, Kobe Bryant wanted to be the best basketball player that ever lived, they commit to the practice. So unless you, if you don't want to commit to the practice, that's okay too, but at least know the truth. It is a commitment. I do it sometimes. Yeah, I'll do it a little bit. Yeah, I might do this. Then that's the kind of results you're going to get. Let me go right to the calls. I've got a lot of people that are waiting. Now, a few people, if you want to ask me a question, just press the number one. Let me go to the first caller that was here prior to the show starting. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, area code 267. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hello, my first name is Donna, and I live in Pennsylvania. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Yeah, I have more than a situation. You're probably going to say, well, this girl deserves this, but it's a doozy. I was dating somebody for about, at the time, about eight years. I'm trying to make it real fast. For about 8 years at the time. And he just got divorced. I was in the midst of the divorce, but me and my ex-husband were trying to figure out, you know, about the house and stuff like that. This went on for a couple of years. And me and him, like, we went to places, me and the guy I was dating, we went places. It's like he swept me off my feet. We connected so good. And then he moved a little bit further than, so after my husband had left, he had moved a little bit further up. And I said, wow, this is far. And I do housekeeping. It's very, very heavy work. And I said, okay, I can't. So that went on for about almost a year. And in the meantime, while we were still going through the process, we had looked at a house up the mountains and stuff like that. So while I was getting myself together, because, you know, the person that was with me for like 20, 30 years, you know, and I had to get used to it and stuff. And I guess he was impatient. So I called the guy up, you know, and, we got together because we still were in contact. And he had met someone and just took off and moved into an apartment. And when I went there, the neighbor said he moved into an apartment with some woman. And it was only like, but all them plans, everything. And even when he was with her, he came and met me. He said, just give me a year. The lease is only a year with her. It was a mistake. So after a year went by, he had went to get another job, supposedly 4 hours away. And until this day, until a week ago, this was all going on for 2 years. I said to him, listen, I don't have time for you to sit around to figure out your clarity on what you want. You know, I have to move on. And I don't know if he still thinks this is a game. I mean, I hope I'm making sense because I'm trying to get a real long story short.
You're making perfect sense. You're making perfect sense. Can I jump in a minute, please? Can I jump in? No, you're making perfect sense, yes. and I'm feeling you. And so what you're saying is, let me just make sure I have it right. So what you're saying is, you got a divorce and you met this guy and you just, both of you hit it off and sparks were flying and the suns were aligned and you were madly, madly, madly in love, right? And then he was waiting for something and then he, while he was waiting, he met someone else and he moved in with her and now you want to know whether or not you, in other words, you're not going to wait for him. He said wait for me because he's living with her and it's only going to be a year. Is that the gist of the story?
Yeah, 2 years ago, the year was up.
Okay,
and
2 years ago, year was up. So my question to you is, so you've been quote unquote on hold or waiting for this guy, yes or no?
Yes, for 2 years, and he even, I just feel that he didn't move, and I mean, I had a 10-year past with him. We were going to move in this mountain house, make plans, and stuff, and now I think he's living in this mountain house with this woman. I'm not sure. But he even came over to my house Thanksgiving, and the day before Thanksgiving, and then the day after he got up and he left and didn't even stay for Thanksgiving. He said his dog got loose at who was watching his dog, and he could have brought the dog to my house. And
let me just jump in again. Okay, so let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before, but I'm sending out a big hug to you right now, a big, big hug, a big hug, because one of the things that what I share with people is one of the hardest things, one of the things we were all programmed to do, all of us, myself included, we were programmed to blame somebody else for how we're feeling, what we're doing, or what we're not doing. And so I'm going to challenge you to take him out of the equation. Let's just call him Mr. X. You follow me? Take him out of the equation. He has nothing to do with anything with your life or your decisions that you make for yourself. Can you agree with that? Or you've let you know.
I let him make the decisions. It was like, so I thought I had expectations. It's just like we're going to have a mountain house. And I even used to say to him, oh, my God, you're going to laugh at this. I can't wait to, like you see on TV, you know, you make apple pies and it's nice and cozy in the wintertime.
Yes,
and the house smells like
comfy, cozy mountain house. This is the other one. Live happily ever after. Are you kidding? I watched the same fairy tales from Snow White to Cinderella to
Hallmark.
Yes, happily ever after. Come on. But let's go right into this present moment right now, because you have a decision, and I know it's not easy, my dear Donna. It's really not easy to practice doing something different than we're already doing. And number one is blaming him for any situation, because, you know, I'm going to ask you another question, and you can think about it and see if what your answer is. Did you get any signs? Okay, you're talking to me. What is it? August 2020, were there any signs, absolutely any signs, that something was wasn't going or happening the way that you would have liked it to happen? In other words, there were some suspicions that this wasn't going to work out. Some suspicions, and I know we get all swept up our feet with that adrenaline going and all the chemicals and all the hormones and all that. But was there something underneath that gave you a clue that said, you know what, this doesn't really seem like it's going? Were there any questions? I mean, I don't, the slightest question in your head, did you have any? Yes or no?
Up until 3 years ago, yeah, I had a lot of questions, but he kept, believe me, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hold on, because we're going to have this conversation without talking about him. See, that's
okay.
The key. So when did you have a question? When was the first time you questioned all of this? Do you remember?
Okay, when my husband left. And
when was that?
Okay, that was 3 years ago.
When my
husband had left, and and the other one moved into the apartment, and I went back to him, and they said he had moved into an apartment with this woman.
Well, there
like,
you go.
Because
that was
I took
3 years
a
ago. That was 3 years ago, right?
Yeah,
so,
and then
I mean,
I cut I cut it off, and then he came to me. He said, just give it 1 year. This was a mistake. And I'm thinking, okay, he did wait for me a little bit. So he made a mistake with me.
No.
I know. To be honest, I feel stupid. I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming myself.
And so here we go. Now we're getting to the truth. And thank you for being so open. So, okay, now I'm getting chills all over my body. I always get chills when I hear the truth or I speak the truth. So what you just said, which is the real reason, oh, my God, I'm really getting chills, which is the real reason you're feeling, you know, this struggle, let me just say, you know, in layman's terms, you're feeling so bad. It's really not about what he did or what he said, moving in with someone else, any of that, and I could say it, it's my show, any of that kind of shit. It's not about that. It's about, you know, this self judgment, the self criticism of, you know, why didn't I do something or not do something earlier. And I want to also share with you this thing, this program to criticize self. Let me share something, a bigger picture, because your circumstance, we're looking at it very, very small. Okay, you husband divorced, met this guy, madly in love, then he, you know, moved in with someone else. Let's take a bigger picture. What if everything that happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen for my dear Donna, for her to experience all of this, including this angst, including this feeling bad about self, just to get to another place of clarity, another place of consciousness that you could not have gotten if none of that had happened. You follow me on that a little bit? You follow me?
100%. I get it. So, I could have got divorced.
So,
and went out and found something worse.
Even that. So where you are right now in your life, in this moment, in this present moment, you are alone with
a very stressful job.
Well, now we're going to jump to the job, but I'm going right back to you, my dear. I'm going right back to you. It's not the job. It's not the boyfriend that, you know, we didn't wind up with. It really comes back to do you want to practice feeling more at peace with self and with your life? See, because that stress thing is another program. Oh, that's a stress. It's another program. Don't get me started. There is no such thing as stress. But what there is I was programmed to believe there is stress. I was programmed, but what about the person? What about the person that is trained to go into emergency situations and, you know, this when I say emergency situation, I'm thinking of a fireman walking into a burning building. This analogy might not even work. But they, you and me, a layperson walking in a burning building, would be totally untrained to do that. But a fireman is practiced, skilled to walk in. And that stress, I mean, I know there's some kind of heightened emotions, but there is a practice of he cannot let that stress or that all of that, because he's got a job to do. So when I say stress is a programmed emotion, it's something that we were all taught, yeah, there's stress. I'm here to say stress is an illusion. Don't get me started, because I could do the same thing. Oh, this is stressful. Now what do I do? How about having a different perspective? And instead of saying stress, What is this circumstance going to teach me? What am I going to learn from this? How can I be at peace when I've got all of the fireworks and I've got guns pointed at me? Is there a way to be at peace with all of that happening? The answer is yes, but it's what you practice. When you continually say it's the stress, of course you're going to feel it. You're actually convincing yourself, but I'm here to tell you, you can be at peace regardless of what you're experiencing, including the job and anything else that happens in life. I know it because I can do it. I can't do it, you know, 100%, but the practice, do you want to practice being at peace regardless of what's happening to you? That's either a yes or a no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so are we ready?
Yes. Yes, and he, you know, I cut all ties with him, but he will call again with some different thing. Oh, like he'll say, oh, I got an apartment maybe in 2 months, and then you could do, you know, I'm going to give you a key, and I'll have a key, and.
Well, let me say this, Donna. Let me say this, Donna, and I'm saying this with love, 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 love. One of the things there is a, you know, they talk about the addictions to drugs and alcohol, addictions to food, addictions to shopping, addictions to gambling. Well, there is also an addiction to drama. And when there's an addiction to drama and there's addiction to this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And if you really wanted to cut someone off, you can do that, sweetie. It's called getting a new phone number. It's called blocking them from the phone. But if you're still into the drama, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if you're still into the drama, then just be honest with yourself. Remember, I say it's that person in the mirror. Be honest and say, I'm not done with the drama.
I'm done with the drama.
If you're not changing your number and you're not blocking, nobody can find me if I don't want them to find me. I mean, you change your number, block his number, but see, you're not done with it yet. So all I'm saying is to be very honest with yourself to say, okay, this is where I am right now. I'm not done with him. I'm still going back and forth. And there will be a time whether you're going to be done with him or not, but it's just not right now. You can't say that you're done with him because your behavior is not evidence of that. No judgment here, not beating you up. Let's just be honest with ourselves.
Right.
You know I love you.
I know.
Right?
Well, my thing is now, I'm not focusing on him anymore. If he does call, I'm going to say, listen, don't call me anymore, and just hang up the phone.
No, we'll see. You see if he does call me, because, okay, listen, you can do that, but know that you're not done with him. At least admit that to yourself, that you're not done. It's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, but I don't hear from him that often. But in the process, I am working on myself. Like, the pandemic and everything's over with. I'm, you know, going to start going to the gym. I'm doing my stuff. I've been doing my house. I accomplished a lot on my own. It wasn't
all right.
Just
well,
dependent
I want to. Well, I'll. You know what I know, and I'm gonna let you go now. But you know what I know when you're gonna be done with him. You're gonna be done with him when he doesn't have your phone number.
Okay.
And I love you so much, and thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Now I have a lot of other people in the queue, but nobody wants to ask a question, so that's okay. That's all right. So. What an interesting dilemma. You know, that's one of the hardest things. Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to speak for myself. One of the hardest things is that looking in the mirror and being honest with self. Oh, boy, does that. I'm telling you right now, it does not feel good. It does not feel good. It is not comfortable. Ooh wee. Who wants to look in the mirror and say, oh, it's all about me? Oh. But there is peace with the truth. when you tell yourself the truth, and I mean, everybody's got somebody that's listen, let me talk for myself. I held on to someone that was for longer than I quote unquote should have. I don't even use that word should have, but you know what? I realized that every moment, it wasn't about that guy. It wasn't about him. It was always about, okay, you need something else. Something else that you need to learn. There's more lessons. There's more growth. There's more things to realize. And only that one person. The universe is really interesting. They give me exactly, you two, my dear audience, they give you exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. And but the lesson is to be honest. I know that if I really don't want anybody to call me anymore, they don't have my number. Period. Anyway, what a great show. So if you don't want to ever get disappointed or have your heart broken, let go, eliminate the expectations. All expectations. A real quick expectation, you know, I have my son. I talk to him, you know, from time to time, of course, and he's my only son. And the funny thing is when we're on the phone and say we're on the phone for 20 minutes or half hour or it doesn't even matter the time, I'll hang up the phone, and I've said this before on the show, I'll hang up the phone and that, oh, shoot, I forgot to tell him this. I'll call him back in less than 10 seconds. You know, you just push a button, and he doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't answer the phone because he's done talking. He's done. He's finished. So number two, no expectations of anybody picking up the phone. I don't even care if you know that they're there. They have the phone in their hand. Do you expect them to pick it up? He sees who I am. He knows it's me, his only mother. He doesn't pick up the phone. So what? And do I take that personally? Absolutely not. Did that happen overnight of not taking it personally? Absolutely not. Did I stop having expectations with him not picking up the phone? Nope, no expectations now. And it took a while for the practice, but guess what? There is so much peace with that practice. There is so much peace with letting everybody go. Everybody go. Nobody's responsible for how I feel. No job, no circumstance is responsible for how I feel. No person is responsible for how I feel. You know, I wrote a little, it's called the blame game people play. It's not our circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you have or you don't have. It's not the election that's coming up or the price of gas. It's not the weather. It's not your health or your aches or your pains. It's not money. It's not how you look. It's not how you weigh, how much you weigh. It's not your children or your parents. Your happiness, also known as your inner peace, depends on what you practice on a daily basis. You want to feel different during any challenging moment? You want to feel different? You can. Look in the mirror and choose a different perspective. Elevate your consciousness, grow your growth, and your chosen perspective and your level of consciousness dictates how much peace and happiness you're going to find in every moment. Oh, I have someone else that wants to ask a question. Oh, everybody gets brave toward the end of the show. Hold on a second. Let me bring this person in. Let's see how we do that. Area code 803. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your question?
My question is what do you see happening? Are you reading or what? Are you doing readings?
Well, no, I do not do readings. I do not do readings, but what I do do, and especially when people call in and ask for readings or psychic readings or future readings, what I usually ask them is this. Do you have evidence in your life that whatever has happened to you has happened to serve you, has happened that, and you can sense, you can feel, you experience more growth of consciousness.
It makes you stronger.
Yeah. Do you have evidence of the universe being in your corner?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. So which is a great answer, which is a perfect answer. One of the things that I share on the show is all of our issues, all of our challenges, all of our problems, the solutions are always found in the mirror. And so when you say sometimes, so that means that your practice of trust, you can trust more, right?
Right. I'm not really trusting like I used to be.
Yes.
You mean trusting of people?
Trusting in the universe, trusting in God, trusting in the spirit, trusting in the energy.
Yeah,
not
fine.
Trusting in people. Don't do that. No trusting in people. They'll let you down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trusting in the universe. It knows more than I know. And it unfolds it where, I mean, it unfolds on its own.
That's right.
I got to give up control, I guess, and just let it go.
That's right. That's right. And so the practice for you, and you know what else I feel from you? I feel a lot of heaviness. I feel a lot of, this is serious energy. This is, you know, there's not a lot of lightness. Not a lot of lightness. Meaning lightness,
right.
Meaning laughter, that kind of lightness. I'm not talking about real light. I'm talking about, you know, where's the lightness?
Kind of fine. I'm going through a lot right now. You know, it's like a transition. That's all the readings are saying. I'm in transition.
Right.
Yeah. Wanted some insight.
Okay.
What I'm doing wrong, what I need to do right.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. But what I would, and one of the things that I share with people is, you know, especially this, you know, wanting readings and wanting to know what do you see. One of the things that takes away from happiness and from peace is living in the future, You know, it's really about the present moment, and the future is going to unfold the way it's supposed to. And I'm just going to mute you a little bit just because there's a lot of background noise. But the future is, why are we interested in the future? And, you know, that's another programming, the programming of wanting to know what's going to happen. And when you trust and you let go of wanting to know, and when you trust and you practice being okay with uncertainty, again, practice being okay with uncertainty and you're trusting, you're going to lighten up 100 times, 1,000,000 times. It's really about letting go of thinking that, you, when you say you're going through a lot, I'm not taking any of that lightly, because we all go through a lot. Don't think just because I'm this happiness specialist that I don't go through. I go through all of the challenges, and quite frankly, I think they give me extra just because I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, so they give me extra juice. Thanks for nothing, universe. So the letting go and being okay with uncertainty, but it is a practice. And again, what I was saying to Donna, my first caller, is that there is an addiction to feeling bad. There is an addiction to drama. There is addiction to the to focusing on the negative. There is an addiction to only having one perspective that is doom and gloom. There is an addiction to that, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's just recognize that there. It's never just one perspective. It's never just the what you're looking at or how you're looking at it. Can you give me? I'm gonna put you right back on because I want you to answer this question if you feel like answering this question, Chris. Can you give me something that is beneficial, something good that is coming out of all of this struggle and going through a lot? Can you give me one example of something good that is happening through all of the struggle that you're talking about? Yes or no?
Yeah, something good coming.
I mean, right now.
Yeah, it's coming soon. I just wanted to get
Well, can you give me something that's good right now?
Right now,
what's good about the struggle? What's good about the struggle?
When I do get where I'm going, I appreciate it more.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I'll appreciate it more when I get where I'm going.
Well, let me say this, and you may not like it, and I'm gonna say it anyway because I have to. You know, if you this programming, this I'm gonna feel better when I get here, I'm gonna feel better when I accomplish A, I'm gonna feel better when this happens B. All of this, I'm going to feel better when? Never, never, never is it, because if you're not satisfied in this present moment, you're going to take that dissatisfaction with you into your future moments. So my question is you to find something that is beneficial, not find something, but look at the same situation with a different perspective, because your perspective only sees doom and gloom. And I'm telling you and I got my right hand up because I used to do the same thing. Oh, when this happens, I'm going to feel great. And the practice is the present moment, feeling the peace and feeling the satisfaction in the present moment. Look at all the people in the world. I mean, come on. Look at the Michael Jackson, had everything. Prince does everything, and got to people that are celebrated and all over the world and have everything and could and still not satisfied. These people, we look at them and they say they have everything. The Robin Williams, everything. So there's something to being satisfied in the present moment. This waiting for something to happen is a disaster waiting to happen, because when you get to another moment, you're going to realize, oh, geez, this is it? No, I'm still not satisfied. So the practice is to practice satisfying in the moment. So I'm going to ask you one more time, what's good about this present moment? Hit me.
Well, I just got a car.
A car. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. That makes me happy.
What else?
Not in trouble. That makes me happy.
Okay.
I'm alive. I'm not hurting.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you smiling?
Not right now, but I could. Now I'm smiling.
Okay. And let me say this. Give yourself a gift. Well, you don't have to, but I prescribe a gift to you, my dear Chris. I prescribe that you, every single day, and I've said this before, every single day you find something to laugh at. I know it sounds goofy, it sounds silly. When I say laugh, I'm talking about belly laugh, whether you go on YouTube and find something funny every single day, because, I mean, really, laugh out loud. Let's go.
Okay. That sounds good.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'm
all
on
right.
YouTube all the time. Okay.
What?
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And you and find something every single day, not just once in a while. Every day I want to hear you giggling and laughing out loud.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
All right. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. What a great call. You know, great calls today. And I want to thank Donna, and I want to thank Donna and also Chris for sharing themselves with listen, audience, we are so much alike. We are more alike than we are different. We really are. We are more alike than we are different. And so, come on. There are times in my life where nothing was funny. Absolutely nothing. And now I'm giggling at it. Gee, it doesn't even make sense. I'm a crazy person giggling at some crap that I laugh at now. But it is a practice. And that vibration, that lightness, the laughter, the openness, you feel the difference in a lot of exhaling. Whew. Reality spirituality was heard an hour and a half later today, but that's okay. Reality spirituality, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. It's heard reality spirituality, the truth about happiness, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is going to be live maybe in about, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. I have no idea, but it's going to be live. I'm going to have a brand new website. Woohoo! Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. I have an Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on my YouTube channel. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year when I find my editor. I'm looking for an editor, universe. I'm throwing it out there. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Happiness Specialist Rebecca Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practiced skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect what you practice. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.